Known familiarly as the Big Ugly Flat Fellow, the B-52 is a far different plane than the B-52 of three generations ago. Once a high-altitude strategic bomber only, today's B-52 can conduct numerous missions. Electro-optical viewing systems permit low-level B-52 missions under virtually any condition, combined with the Advanced Terrain Avoidance Radar System. With the long-range capabilities of the B-52, it is possible for the BUF to launch cruise missiles thousands of miles from its base. Development of the B-52 Stratofortress began in the late 1940s when the United States Air Force foresaw the need for an all-jet bomber that could carry both nuclear and conventional bombs more than 4,000 miles. The B-52 made its first test flight in 1952 and entered into service in 1954 with the United States Air Force's Strategic Air Command. With the exception of a few B-52s used in training, all 744 Stratofortresses built by Boeing between 1951 and 1963 served with the Strategic Air Command. Two of the prototypes, the B-52As through B-52Fs, had tall tails. The B-52Gs and B-52Fs were built with low tails. The H model is powered by 8 turbofan engines instead of the 8 turbojet engines of the previous models. The turbofans deliver an aggregate of 110,000 pounds of thrust versus 80,000 pounds of thrust from the turbojets of the B-52A through B-52G models. In 1957, as a demonstration of their intercontinental capabilities, three B-52s flew nonstop with aerial refueling 24,325 miles around the world. 5 years later, a B-52H flew 12,532 miles nonstop without refueling, setting a distance record that stood until the flight of the Voyager 25 years later. In 1965, B-52s went to Vietnam to conduct bombing raids on suspected Viet Cong strongholds. In 1972, the B-52s played a key role in an 11-day bombing mission against North Vietnam, which forced the government to return to the Paris negotiation table, helping lead the way to a ceasefire. Since 1984, only the low-tailed B-52G and B-52H have remained in service. These were the planes that served in Operation Desert Storm.